Welcome back to the OU's Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jack Abramowitz. Today we'll be concluding the third chapter of Maseches Sanhedrin and beginning the fourth chapter. So the last Mishnah in Perek Gimel, Mishnah Ches, says, Kol zman shemevi raya soser esedin. As long as the litigants can bring proof, they can overturn the judgment. Amrulo, they said to him, Kol raos sheyesh lecha havi mikan ad shloshim yom. Any proof that you have that you are in fact not liable for this matter, bring here within 30 days. Matzah betoch shloshim yom soser. If he brings it within 30 days, then the judgment is overturned. La'achar shloshim yom eno soser. But after 30 days, he does not manage to overturn the judgment. Amar Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel says, Ma yaseh zeh shelo matzah betoch shloshim u'matzah la'achar shloshim. He disagrees. He says, what can this guy do? He didn't find it in 30. He found it after 30. Amru lo, if the court said to the person who lost the case, Heve edim, bring witnesses. Va'amar ainli edim, and he says, I don't have any witnesses. Amru hevi raya, they said, bring proof. Va'amar ainli raya, he says, I don't have any proof. Ula'achar zman, hevi raya, umatza edim. And sometime later, he found proof, or he found witnesses. Hari ze enu klum. That is not effective, because he said there was no such thing. So we're worried that perhaps he's falsifying. Amar Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel. Once again, Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel says, Ma yaseh zeh, shelo haya yodea sheyesh lo edim umatza edim, lo haya yodea sheyesh lo raya umatza raya. He says, what do you want from this guy? He didn't know there were witnesses, but he found witnesses. He didn't know that there was proof, but he found proof. So again, he says that these things should be taken into account, but that is not the halacha. Rosh Mischayev Bedin, if he saw he was going to lose the case, Va'amar Kirvu Ploni Uploni, V'haiduni, Oshahotzi Raya Mitoch Afundaso, Harize Enoklum. If when he sees he's about to lose the case, he says, bring these people and they'll testify on my behalf. Or if he reaches into his garment and pulls out proof, document that supports his case, this carries no weight. And the reason is, even Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel would say that these must be false, because what's he waiting until judgment's ready to be passed before he realizes that he has witnesses or some proof? What's he holding out for? So the fact that he waited until this point means that that it must have been falsified and he was only using it if necessary. Let us look in the Bart Nuro. Havaraya, bring proof. Shtar Zuchus, a document showing that you've paid or that you're innocent. Hariza enu klum, if he said he didn't have and then he produces, it's meaningless. Shahari amar ainli, because he said there wasn't something. V'chashinan shema zayef osachar edei sheker. So we're worried that he forged the document or hired people to lie for him. Amar Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel says, v'ein halacha k'Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel, but the halacha does not follow his opinion. Karvu ploni uploni v'hiduni, bring so-and-so and so-and-so, and they will testify for me. B'ha afilo Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel modeh. Even Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel would agree in this case. The kivan shahayi yodeya behen, since he knows these people. V'amar ainli, and yet he still said, I don't have any witnesses. Vadei shakran hu, he's definitely lying. Aval hatoin yeshli edim oraya b'medina sayam. But if he says, I have witnesses, or I have proof, they're just out of the country, they're overseas. Ain shomen lo la'anos hadin ad sheyalach l'medina sayan. We don't suspend judgment until he can bring them from the foreign country. But rather, we conclude the matter according to what's in front of us right now. And then once he brings those witnesses or that proof, then the judgment can be overturned. And they can evaluate the matter in court again according to the witnesses or proof that he provides at that time. Let us now continue in the fourth perek with Mishnah Aleph. Echad dinei mamonos ve'echad dinei nefashos, v'drisha u'bachakira. So financial judgments and capital crimes are equal when it comes to the investigation process. Shenamar, as the Torah tells us, mishpat echad yielochem. You should have one rule for everyone, more specifically one manner of judging everyone. Ma bein dinei mamonos ledinei nefashos. So what is the difference between financial cases and capital cases? Dinei mamonos b'shlosha. B'dinei nefashos be'esri mushlosha. Financial cases are judged by a court of three, whereas capital crimes must be judged by a court of 23. Dinei mamonos poschin bein lezchus bein lechova. Financial cases can open either with arguments in favor or against. B'dinei nefashos poschin lezchus ve'ein poschin lechova. But in capital crimes, they can only open with arguments in the defense, not arguments for conviction. Dine Mamonos, Matin Alpi Eid Echad, Bein Zelizchus, Bein Lechova. When it comes to financial cases, he can win the case by one judge, or he can lose the case by one judge. V'dine nefashos, matan al pi eid echad l'zchus, v'al pi shnayim l'chova. When it comes to capital crimes, he can be acquitted based on a majority of one judge, but he can only be convicted based on a majority of two judges. V'dine mamonos, machzirin bein l'zchus bein l'chova. When it comes to financial matters, the court can recall the case and reevaluate it, whether it was originally found innocent or guilty. But when it comes to capital crimes, he can only be brought back in order to find him innocent, not to find him guilty. So if he was acquitted, he cannot be retried. We have double jeopardy in Judaism. When it comes to financial matters, anyone can argue in favor of acquittal or conviction. But when it comes to capital crimes, anyone can argue in his favor, but not everyone can argue for his conviction. When it comes to financial matters, a person who argued against the defendant can then argue on his behalf, and a person who argued for the defendant can argue against him. Dine nefashos, hamalamid chova malamid schus, ava hamalamid schus eno yocho lachzor lalamid chova. But when it comes to capital crimes, one who argued against the defendant can then argue on his behalf, but one who argued on his behalf cannot go back and then argue against him. Dine mamonos danim biyom, v'gomrim balayla. Financial matters can be started in the day and concluded at night. Dine nefashos danim biyom, v'gomrim biyom. Whereas capital crimes can be judged by day and they must be completed by day. Dine mamonos gomrim bo biyom, bein l'zchus bein l'chova. Financial cases can be concluded that same day, whether the defendant is found owing money or not. Dine nefashos gomrim bo biyom l'zchus u'biyom shel'acharav l'chova. Whereas capital cases can be concluded if you're finding him innocent on the same day, but if you're finding him guilty, they must be held over to the next day. Lafikach, therefore, ein danin lo be'erev Shabbos v'lo be'erev Yom Tov. Since a capital case cannot be concluded on the day it begins, they cannot be judged on Erev Shabbos or Erev Yom Tov, because that might cause them to hold over until a day on which we don't have court. And we'll see more detail in the Bart Neuro. Speaking of which, let's go to the Bart Neuro. Dine mamonos, etc. Shenemar mishpat echad yelochem. So how do we know that dine mamonos and dine nefashos have the same investigative process? Because it says that there should be one judgment for all of them. Ubedine nefashos ksiv, and when it comes to capital crimes, it tells us, bedarashta v'chakarta, you shall have this process of investigation. Rezehu din Torah. The sages tell us that we shall not drag out the investigative process when it comes to financial cases, because we don't want to make the process unduly harsh. If it's too difficult to lend money, people aren't going to do it. No one's going to be able to borrow money. It's bad for society. Unless we see that the case is going to be corrupted if we don't. Bedrisha v'chakira, Hu hashayla beinyan ba'atzmo, drisha v'chakira. This investigative process, that's dealing with matters specifically pertaining to the situation at hand. Kagon kama havuhu, umasai havuhu, ba'eza inyan havuhu, ube'eza makam havuhu. For example, how much did he lend him? When did he lend it to him? Why did he lend it to him? Where did he lend it to him? B'yesh min acher min ha-she'ela shenikres bedika. But there is another type of investigative process called bedika, examining. Ve'eno be'inyan ba'atzmo. And this is not about the actual matter at hand. Kagon shi'ishalolo mahaya lovush, kelim shchorim o kelim levainim. For example, you ask him, what was he wearing when he made the loan? Was he wearing black clothes or white clothes? Omed haya o yoshev b'shas halvuhu. Was he sitting or standing when he made the loan? So some questions, the drisha v'chakira, are about the specific matter, and the other questions, the bedika, are about the circumstances surrounding. En hakol malam din chova, in a capital crime, not everyone can speak against the defendant. Who's not allowed to speak? Shim amar echad min hatalmidim yeshli lalamid olav chova ein shomin lo. If one of the students sitting in the rows in front of the judges says, I have something to say against him, we don't permit him to. So financial cases done in Biyom Gomrim Balaila, those can be judged by day and completed at night. Tichsiv, the Torah tells us, Veshavtu es ha'am b'chol eis, you shall judge the people at all times. Tichsiv, and it also tells us, V'haya b'yom hanchilu es banav, by day he will cause his sons to inherit. Ha'ketzad, so which is it? Is it by day or is it at all times? Yom l'tchilas sadin u'v'layla l'gemar din. So it's day to start the case, but it's night to finish the matter when he causes him to inherit. Done in biyom v'gomrim biyom. Capital cases must be tried and completed by day. Dechsiv. V'hoka osam l'ashem neged hashemesh. Hang them to God opposite the sun. So we see that when the trial is concluded, the sun must still be up. L'fikach ein dunin lo be'erev Shabbos. Since they must be held overnight if you're going to convict, then it cannot be performed. There cannot be a case on Erev Yontif or Erev Shabbos. Shenimsa gemar dino b'Shabbos, because then you'd have to conclude judgment on Shabbos. U'hashoso achar Shabbos e efsher m'nei inoy hadin. And you can't hold it over until after Shabbos because of delaying judgment. U'ladono bo b'yom e efsher, and to judge him on the same day is not possible. Shein ar b'misos based in dochin es ha-Shabbos. Because if he's found guilty on Shabbos, you can't convict him. You're supposed to put him to death, and you're not allowed to do that on Shabbos. Shenemar, as we see from the Pasuk, Osavor eish b'chol moshvoseichem, not to light a fire any place where we live. B'yom ha-Shabbos, this is talking about on Shabbos. Limida ha-machuive sreifa she'ein sorfen osan b'Shabbos. So we see that we're not allowed to burn those who are convicted of death by fire on Shabbos. V'hu adin l'shar chayve misos. And the same would be true of people convicted of other forms of capital punishment. So we can't delay judgment. If he's found guilty, we can't punish him on Shabbos, which is supposed to be done immediately after the trial. Therefore, you cannot begin capital cases before Shabbos or Yontif. That is the end of Mishnah Aleph. Join us tomorrow when we continue this parak with Mishnayos Beis and Gimel.